Manuscript Releases, Volume 6, Mr. Number 403. Letter to Brother and Sister Stockton. Dear Brother and Sister Stockton, I am seated in my writing chair before my stone stove in my pleasant, roomy chamber with five windows. The wind is howling pitifully. I cannot tell you how many times I have looked back to California with desire to be with you if the Lord will. Our conference has closed. My husband has been wonderfully sustained and blessed of the Lord. He has spoken to the people with great power, and his words have found a lodgment in hearts. Many have come forward for prayers several times between 75 and 100. I have spoken to the people 6 times with freedom. Souls are embracing the truth. At the Health Institute, a German Baptist minister has received the truth. He came to be treated for dropsy. He has been wonderfully helped. His name is Alward. He is a man of great intelligence. Pastor of a church not more than 8 miles from here. He is a devoted Christian. He will, we think, take all his church with him. Several are seeking the Lord for the first time. They are men and women of intelligence. They are now keeping the Sabbath but have not been awarded that blessing they desire. My husband has been especially blessed of God while engaged in prayer for his brethren in the ministry. Last Sabbath my husband spoke to about 400 people. The power of God was upon him, and everything was melted before the word of the Lord. He called those who desired prayers to come forward while they sang, "Just as I am, without one plea." About 100 pressed forward to the front seats, weeping as they came. Ministers could not continue to sing for weeping. Some wept aloud. It was a most precious season. The place seemed to be awfully solemn because of the presence of God. My husband is cheerful and happy. All depression is gone. He has been hard at work ever since he came home. We cry earnestly to God in faith for help, and we believe we shall have it. We were much needed here. No one can do the work here but my husband. He knows just how to take hold in the office to set things in order. All respect his judgment. He has utterly refused to take any office, but yet I fear he will have to fill his position as president of association this year again. No one will consent to take the office. It will have to remain vacant if he does not serve. My health is very good. I am convinced it was best I came home. I have felt much of the Spirit of God at times. We would so love to see you all again, but when this will be, we cannot tell. Much love to yourself and family.